Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Recently, I had a chance to catch Eric Burdon and his current Animals lineup. Now, I've always been an Animals fan and always thought Eric's voice was one of those true rock standards from the early British invasion days. Never saw the original band and didn't have a chance to enjoy him on stage until about 20 years ago at the Holiday Star Theater in Merivale, when he teamed up with Brian Auger and his Oblivion Express. It was a delightful show. Eric was in great voice, so my anticipation of the show at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles was quite high. And Eric did not disappoint, and did most of the Animal standards, plus several great blues numbers like Crawlin' Kingsnake and River Deep, Mountain High. However, he did leave out one song I was truly looking forward to hearing, a little number he did with a band called War, Spill the Wine. So I thought we'd pass along this catchy little musical story of an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome starring in a Hollywood movie on today's Yeah Baby Tunes.
Summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, "Spill the wine, take that girl. Spill the wine, take that girl. Spill the wine, take that girl. Spill the wine, take that girl." I could feel hot flames of fire roaring at my back as she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, "Take the wine, take that girl. Spill the wine, take that girl. Spill the wine, take that girl. Come on, come on. Spill the wine, take that girl. Take that girl. Yeah, it's all yours. Oh, you gotta do it. Spill that wine. Spill that wine. Let me feel. Let me feel my face.
Burden and War with Spill the Wine. From the album Eric Burden Declares War, a song that really does celebrate women. Long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. I think that covers it, right? Yes? No? Well, talk to Eric. He apparently had this concept in his head for a while, and it came together one day in the studio when somebody actually spilled a bit of wine. Now, the Spanish-speaking woman in the background was Eric's girlfriend, and Jimi Hendrix's former girlfriend is said to sing backup. Her connection was Hendrix's manager and ex-Animals bassist Chaz Chandler. Burden and War did a couple more albums together, but record company politics and Eric simply being burnt out from the road caused them to go their separate ways. I have to say, though, this song reminds me of a very special summer, the summer of 1970, my first on the radio in my hometown of Cleveland. And that's what is so special about this music, the threads that are woven into the fabric of our lives and the memories they evoke. Nothing like it. That's tunes for now. Tweet, tweet, baby, but just not while you're behind the wheel, okay? And please share us with your friends on Facebook. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.